Now, with the WNBL season, as I mentioned, set to tip off December 2, and the league has done a broadcast deal with Foxtel, KO and the ABC for every game to be shown. And joining us now, he signed a three-year deal to coach the Flames, the Sydney Flames, back in March. The Hammer, Shane Heal, morning to you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Great to have you on the show. And what excites you about this opportunity to coach the Flames?
Well, I'm a girl dad. I've got three daughters and coached my daughters all the way through. And my daughter's on the team. She's our marquee player. So, and the club's owned by TSC, who also own the Sydney Kings. So to have two teams in one club, and we're the only club in Australia that has that. And we've got a great vision for women's sport, and I can't wait to be part of it and lead it.
Yeah, Shane, you mentioned coaching your daughter. I'm sure there's plenty of pros, but there might be a few cons as well. What's that like?
No, it's actually, I could probably say that with a couple of my other daughters, but this one, it actually works really well. Our relationship on and off the court's been great, and I've coached her since she was a little kid, and we certainly know each other. I get a few eye rolls every now and again, but, that happens, I think. Not as much as it does with my wife, but we make it work, mate. We're excited about it, and she's got a big future and a lot of goals, and she's a hard worker, so she's the right person to lead our club.
How many eye rolls do you get away from your daughters, Loz? Probably about 1,000?
They just call me embarrassing. That's what they call me. And that's about everything. But it'd certainly be a good experience because you've coached a bit before, Shane. So, I mean, how disappointing was it for her, though, mate, to be drafted and then sort of be cut and now come back and have to go through the sort of process again?
Oh, it was heartbreaking. You know, you can imagine she was 19, the next youngest player on the NBA roster, WNBA roster was 24, and she was the youngest person drafted. So she was only there for 3 weeks, and they lost four of their starters to injury. The coach panicked. They eventually got their players back and ended up winning a championship. So she'll be back in the WNBA, and this time she gets a choice, and she'll try and pick the right team for her where she's going to be able to fit in, and they're patient with her because it's going to take some time. It's a big adjustment from going from Australia to playing the WNBA, but confident she'll have a great career there.
And how did she overcome? Because that would have been quite a distressing experience for her, Shane. What occurred over there. So how has she overcome all that?
Well, I mean, as a dad, it was heart-wrenching. We got a call, a FaceTime at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she was at the airport, and she was walking through the airport in tears, and she said she'd just been cut. The rest of the team, they were there with the whole team. They were about to jump on the flight, and just before they boarded, the coach came over and said, "You've been traded and cut." So trying to help her get her luggage off from, you know, across the other side of the world. It was already too late for that. She couldn't do it, so she had to call someone to try and come and get her. Her apartment was an hour away. So there's a lot of things, and then the pride of it and all the rest of it, the stress that goes in it. And it took us about a week to get back, and then she's in quarantine for a couple of weeks. So it was a tough time for her, but I think it's going to make her stronger. Yeah. And sometimes you've got to dust yourself off because we're all going to have setbacks in our lives and our careers. And I told her this is the opportunity to really become a mentor and a leader for other kids that go through difficult times. And sometimes you got to own it rather than make excuses and stuff. And she's just worked harder and ready to be able to show what she can do.
Yeah, Shane, on that topic then, how do you see the Ben Simmons saga? And again, you talk about just dust yourself off and get back in there and find another way. How have you looked at this?
Well, I mean, there's so much money and egos involved with someone like Ben Simmons. You know, if you're in his camp, you'd say the same thing. Mate, you've got to go work harder. You've got to fix your jump shot. You've got to get better. Head down, get back there, show everybody what you do and wait for this trade. But, you know, when you're with the big agencies and, like I've talked about, this ego and everything else that comes into it, and Philly are at fault too. I mean, they threw him under the bus. I thought they used Ben as a scapegoat when they failed in the playoffs last year. I didn't think Doc Rivers or Embiid were supportive at all. And then they tried to get too much for him in a trade, and that's why they're all at a stalemate. But there's going to be a lot of pain for both sides, I think, for a little while there.
And while there's been pain with the Ben Simmons saga, it must be so satisfying to know that, you know, people such as yourself, Andrew Gaze, pioneering the guys like Patty Mills, Joe Ingles, now Josh Giddey as well, has made an impact already, going so well over there in the States.
Yeah, they are. And what an effort it was from the Boomers to get that first ever medal. It was, I think, proud for all the old guys that had sort of come before them. But, yeah, as you say, you know, Patty Mills has been unbelievable. He's the first player in the history to hit his first 10 threes to start a season. So he's on fire. He's taken that form from the Boomers to go to the next level. And Josh Giddey is going to be really exciting. Again, he's only young, but because they've got a really weak team, they're going to throw the keys at him. They're going to let him play all of the court time this year. And over the next couple of years, he's continued to be able to show what he can do, and he's going to be a great NBA player.
It seems like we're getting more players or more recognition about our competition over here, Shane, now, because there's certainly an interest and an appetite for a lot of Aussies.
Well, there is, and, you know, back when I first went to the NBA, there was Luke Longley and I, and now, you know, we've got double-figure players playing in the NBA, and we've also got Americans that are coming to Australia to be able to try and get back into the NBA, because we're seen as one of the best leagues in the world outside of the NBA. And the pathway for that has happened so many times now. And you only have to look at LaMelo Ball a couple of years ago coming out as a next star player and then being so highly drafted and having a great career as well. So the standard of the NBL continues to improve. And you know, I think the Kings are going to be exciting this year. I can't wait to be playing in double headers. We'll get our game done, and I'll be trying to get myself a frothy and sit in that front row and watch them play.
Outstanding. Yeah, how good for the fans, too, to be able to go and watch both games with the double headers. What are the expectations then at the Flames, Shane? Are you aiming just championship or bust? Well, what are the expectations?
Geez, you sound like our owner.
We had him on the other week. He gave it to the Hawks. Gee.
He does, doesn't he? He's passionate, and I think that's why we get on so well. But no, we've definitely rebuilt our team. We've got 9 out of 12 players that are all new. We're the youngest team in the league. We had a bit of a setback. We lost one of our imports a few weeks ago to injury that was playing in the WNBA. And right now, everyone's signed. The cupboard is bare. So right now, we're at about 70% of our salary cap. So it's going to be a little bit tough, but we're laying some foundations. I know we're going to be a successful club over the next 3 years, but it's been fun so far with these young kids.
Well, mate, looking forward to seeing the Flames in action, and great to talk to you as always, Shane. Thank you.
Good on you, fellas. See you at the game.